Christian Parenting. Aloha, friends. Welcome to the Monica Swanson Podcast, powered by Christian Parenting. I am Monica Swanson, mom to four boys, wife to Dr. Dave, podcast host, and author of Boy Mom and Raising Amazing. Here on the podcast, it is my goal to bring you practical advice and biblical wisdom for raising amazing kids and building strong families. You can always find show notes over at monicaswanson.com/podcast. I'm so glad you're here, and I hope you'll be encouraged. Ladies, if you have had a chance to hang out with a girlfriend recently, maybe over coffee or any time you get a chance to go below the surface, I'm guessing the topic of hormones have come up. Am I right? Whether we're talking PMS or perimenopause or menopause, hormones are a thing, and I think we need to talk about them. Now, I am happy to report that I have been trying a daily supplement called Hormone Harmony, created by Happy Mammoth. Now, the Happy Mammoth company is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. So, Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it, but it is perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that can tend to put a woman's life on hold. So, if you want to try Hormone Harmony, here's a great deal. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order over at happymammoth.com. Just use code MONICA at checkout. That's happymammoth.com. Use code MONICA for 15% off today. Let me know how you like it. Hey friends, welcome back to the podcast. I'm so glad I get to hang out with you again today. And I think this is going to be a really fun episode because I have my boys back with me. And I know many of you have requested that I bring the boys on more often. Many of you like to invite your kids to listen with you. And I think this is going to be a great one for that because I have Jonah, who is 22 and a senior in college, as well as Luke, who at the time of recording was 19, both with me talking about sibling relationships. Now, if you're new around here, I want to make sure you know that since my most recent book released last February, which was called Raising Amazing, Bringing Up Kids Who Love God, Like Their Family, and Do the Dishes Without Being Asked, at the end of each month, I have shared highlights and nuggets from one chapter a month. And when I do that, over in show notes, I always share a free download, something related to the topic of that month. So if you've missed those, definitely scroll back through archives. You're going to find all those episodes. And then again, go to show notes to get your free download. And this time, I thought it would be extra special since Jonah was home for the holidays, for him to join me and to grab Luke and to just have a really fun, honest conversation. So yes, we are going over the main points in the chapter, though there's a whole lot more in the chapter. So here's your reminder. If you don't have a copy of Raising Amazing yet, I hope you can get your hands on one. Of course, they're sold wherever you like to get books. Amazon's an easy place for that, and I have a link to that over in show notes. If you prefer to listen, it is me, my sons, and my husband all reading our parts on Audible. And of course, there's the Kindle version as well. So we've got you covered. However you like to consume books. And if you have read or listened to Raising Amazing, it would mean so much to me if you could leave a rating or review over at Amazon. Again, there is a link to Amazon. It's super easy and it's just such a blessing to me if you leave a rating and or review. I read everyone and I'm always so encouraged. So thank you in advance for that. But today, the boys are going to share some of their experiences. And if you listen to the end, you will get to hear them having some fun teasing their mom. So I hope you and hopefully your kids will enjoy this episode. Now, before we get into this episode, I want to tell you about a great resource, a really amazing resource available right now over at Christian Parenting. You guys know that the thing I talk about the most, where my heart is bringing up kids who know and love the Lord and develop a personal relationship with Jesus before they launch from the home. Well, Christian Parenting cares a lot about that, and they have created a digital guide. It's a discipleship guide called Discipleship Simplified, and what they've done is they've gathered some of the best articles, podcasts, and videos on topics like prayer, reading the Bible, theology, faith at home, church and worship, even character. And they also have put together some really helpful scripts to use with your kids. If you've ever wondered, what do I say if my kid doesn't want to go to church? If your kids' questions sometimes stump you, well, they've got you covered with some really helpful scripts. Since this is a digital guide, you can download it straight to your phone or computer and search through resources whenever you need them. So I think this can be really helpful to you guys, and maybe some of the best news, it's only $5. Yes, $5. So do not hesitate. Go over to cpgive.org. Check it out. I think this will be really helpful for all the different stages of raising your kids. And now let's get right into this conversation with my sons, Jonah and Luke, as we talk about sibling relationships. Guys, this was unscripted. They were being really honest. So I just hope it encourages you and maybe entertains you a little bit too. All right. So Jonah and Luke, welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Mom.
I am super excited to get to share you guys with everyone as we are talking about sibling relationships, which is one of our favorite topics. Mm-hmm. And while Jonah's home from college, I thought this is a great opportunity to kind of get your voice and your experience growing up with each of you having three brothers in the house. Mm-hmm. So let's kick things off. I'm going to ask you each a couple of questions, okay? Yeah. All right. So first, let's go back. Let's take a journey back to your childhood and talk about what you remember growing up with your three brothers, because you were all homeschooled. So that was kind of your school and your main social life. Jonah, do you want to kick us off by talking about memories from your maybe like elementary years with your bros?
Yeah, for sure. I think just the fact that we were all together all the time really kind of forced us to work on a relationship with each other, which, you know, for better or for worse, it worked. I think we shared a lot of memories, key memories together, and a lot of experiences, which kind of helped bring us together. Things like surfing has mm-hmm. been a huge part of our lives, and just like playing imagination or playing with Legos or going on adventures and hikes and finding crabs on the beach and all that. Like all these little memories really added together to help us, grow in our relationship. But yeah, the key was like putting us together just all the time.
Yeah. And I think a lot of that was unstructured time. It was just like, go outside and play, right? Mm-hmm. Luke, you being number three in line, and for a while until Levi came along 6.5 years after you, you were the youngest. Share some of your memories growing up with two older brothers.
Yeah. Just to compliment what Jonah said, I think that there's just something about being together so much of the time that the fun and pleasant memories that we have, we all remember sharing with each other. And so, you know, as long as we're around, we're always going to be able to relate those memories with each other. Mm-hmm. And who better than your own family? Mm-hmm. And then also, I just think that it was foundational because now that we're getting older and we are, you know, moving our different directions with, school and career and all that, it's cool because when we want to do something special, like, you know, a vacation or do some fun adventure, the first people that come to mind are each other, because it's like we had all these different things we've done with each other. We really are each other's best friends. Mm-hmm. And so I just think it's, you know, the best sort of friends to have are brothers, because you know, you're connected by blood. And that's, I feel like just that all started with when we were really, really little playing in the yard together and mm-hmm. being forced to spend so much of the day together.
I love that. Thanks, guys. One of the topics I talk about in this chapter is vacations. And I know that a lot of families go on vacation and maybe each of the kids invite a friend, or you rotate. One of the kids gets to invite a friend, and that can be super fun. I love that idea. I have nothing against it. However, I do suggest that vacations are a time that can be really bonding for families, mm-hmm. and that even though it might seem like, oh, it relieves the stress if there's a buddy there for the kids, I do encourage parents to plan some vacations that are just the family. Do you have any memories you can share from family vacations growing up?
Yeah. I mean, I think since we grew up on the island, whenever we got off the island, maybe we went to the Pacific Northwest, like Oregon or Washington together, just experiencing a new, you know, geographical location and a different climate together. We kind of got to share those experiences and kind of sensations together, like seeing the snow or being, you know, with different wildlife or things like that. I think sharing those memories together was super huge for us.
Yeah, and in Hawaii, we don't really have road trips. So for those of you, I have memories growing up with those road trips with my brothers and like just driving each other nuts in the car. But then by the end of the trip, you're also having fun and you have these new inside jokes and fun memories. You guys didn't get to do as many road trips except across the island, which might be an hour, hour and a half, maybe when you were going surfing or something. But you did take some airplane rides, a lot of plane trips. You want to add to that anything, Luke?
Yeah, I think that just, again, like a really important thing is like, as we've gotten older, we've all touched on the fact that when we do travel or do like adventures or trips with any people that are like, for lack of better words, like outside of our lives more now, it's hard because you think about this great time, whether it was like a weekend or a week or a month of this trip you did. And then it was like this new, cool, crazy experience. And you want to explain it to everyone, but you know, words just don't quite do the job. And then you're like, well, I guess I was with so-and-so. They could tell you about it, but you know, they're not really here to tell you. And I don't really talk with them much anymore, whatever it is, you know? So it's like, in general, brothers are the best people to go on trips with. If you're close, and you should be close, but because then you don't really have to explain anything because they were there. You know, like I can remember Jonah was mentioning seeing new like places. I remember going to Canada on the grandparents' boat with all, you know, all of us brothers were there, and it was just like everything was new, like the climate and the wildlife and like going to these new harbors. Every part of that trip was like just amazing and like so exciting and adventurous. And I like every day or anytime I think about it, I don't think about it every day, but anytime that I think about that trip, I'm always like, oh, it's so cool. The brothers got to be there with me for that. And like way, way down the line, I know we're still going to be able to reflect on that one place that we went to or that fun little like adventure hike that we went on during that trip.
I love that so much. And to be fair, what you guys probably don't remember, but I do if I try to, is you guys were sometimes on those trips squabbling, fighting, like irritated with one another, probably wishing you had a friend on the trip with you, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think it was through those adventures that you really did grow close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You have to work through things. And then it teaches you to like stick close even when things aren't going well in the future. Cause you're like, oh, well, we were able to figure things out on that trip. And that, you know, you don't like look back on those trips and go, man, I wish that, or next time I do this, I'm definitely having a friend go. It's not like that. Like usually you come out of that and you're like, wow, we're closer now because we were able to work through something. And so next time I travel, I can't think of anyone better.
And that's true. You do that now, right? You guys have been planning at least once a year to do some kind of a road trip, snowboarding trip, or adventure together.
Yep.
And while you're home over the holidays, tonight as we record, you're planning a camp out. So,
Yep.
Super fun. Hey guys, if you are a homeschool family or thinking about homeschooling, I have my son Jonah here to share some of the features of one of our family's very favorite curriculums.
Well, I'm Jonah Swanson. I'm Monica's son, and I'm currently studying engineering at Westmont College in my fourth year. And looking back on my experience before college, I was profoundly impacted by Shorman Math. Dr. Shorman is an amazing teacher who personally impacted me a lot in my own journey. He teaches Algebra 1 and 2 and every concept that you need for the important college entrance exams. It has a biblical and historical foundation, and it teaches a lot of the why behind math and learning math. Now, this is all based on John Saxon's teaching methods, and it's really, really powerful curriculum. I strongly encourage you to consider it. You can visit diveintomath.com. That's diveintomath.com. And your family can get started using Shorman Math. I highly encourage you to check it out. It was very helpful for me and hopefully for you too.
Hey friends, with Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift you might get your mom? I know every year I try to think of something unique, and I'm so excited to get to tell you about a really good idea. MyLifeInABook.com is a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send your mom a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com will compile all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook if you prefer, using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, and the challenges she has overcome. This book becomes a legacy, something you and future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her away to share them. Now, recently I was able to order MyLifeInABook.com for my mom, and I cannot wait to hear all of her stories. She has such great stories. I can't wait to see them all in a book form. So check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code MONICA at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. Again, that's MyLifeInABook.com and use code MONICA for 10% off today. Okay, well, let's move along then to another topic, which is one that there might be mixed reviews on here. But I talk in this chapter about how important it is that kids share things that will help them bond. And one of those things I'm a big believer in is kids sharing bedrooms when possible. And I know every situation is different. Sometimes it's great for a kid to have their own room. We had seasons where kids did have their own room. But for the most part, even though we had enough bedrooms to spread you out a little bit more, Jonah and Josiah were roommates, and Luke and Levi for quite a while were roommates. So speak into that. What are some of your memories? Maybe you, Jonah, can go first on this one. Mm-hmm. Sure. Growing up with Josiah next to you all the time.
Yeah. I mean, how long had we been roommates?
Pretty much from the beginning.
There was a period of time where me and Jonah were roommates in mm-hmm. our old house. Oh,
yeah. Old Mililani house. Yeah, well, I'll say I think when you're living with someone, and I have known this now being at college with, you know, dorm roommates, I think when you live with someone in the same room and you share a room and a space to live in, it really brings you closer together and kind of forces you to, you know, kind of figure things out or talk about mm-hmm. life and just get closer. But yeah, I mostly roomed with Josiah, my older brother, and we really, I think, we, especially here in our house in Pupukea, we've made a lot of great memories rooming together because every night we'd kind of, you know, go unwind and talk about the day, or we'd talk about dreams or plans or hopes or cool ideas that we're thinking about, whether it's something we learned in school or a book we're reading or
podcast you're listening to
or podcasts we're listening to or music or movies. And I think just like dreaming and talking and kind of inspiring each other through those conversations in a close quarter together, mm-hmm. That was really foundational for us.
Yes, definitely. And then Luke and Levi, like I mentioned earlier, were 6.5 years apart, but somehow Luke got stuck rooming with Levi. And I think we've talked about this maybe on a previous podcast episode, but it wasn't all bad, right, Luke?
It's so funny. Before we started, my mom was like, "Don't give the idea that rooming with Levi was a total nightmare." And I was like, "Why?" Because it was. But no, but it, that was just, I feel like if anything, that just, I'm more like, I don't know. Now it's something I can kind of wave over Levi's head because it's like, I had to deal with you when you were just crying and peeing and pooping on the floor and whatever.
Oh, so in your diaper.
Okay. Whatever, in your diaper. But like, I don't know. I just think that like.
Okay, so wait. You're talking, he was a baby. You were stuck in a room. And when he would cry, if I didn't like jump up and come, you were like, you would have to come get us sometimes.
Yeah. Or take care of him myself even.
I feel bad about that.
I told my mom, I think my growth was stunted because I didn't get enough sleep during those years.
No, I think God was preparing
It was number four. So you guys needed a good solution. I was just about the age I could take care of them.
And our house is small. So our room is just like literally a hop, skip, and a jump from yours. But
yeah, that's true.
I guess I slept deeply then.
No. Yeah, you needed it. No, I think though... I think that sharing a room is foundational. I think that even now, like I have my own room now and I'm really glad to have my own space and my own area for things. But even now it's like, I still see why like having roommates at college makes sense and having roommates even when you're out of college makes sense, because just having that, that atmosphere where obviously you have time to yourself throughout the day and you don't have to be, you're not forced into each other's lives not constantly forced into each other's lives. I still think that it's great to have that social space and communication within the room, just to talk about your day, talk about what's going on. I can remember Josiah and Jonah like talking late into the night and me and Levi wanting to come in and talk with them too. And when Levi was really little, and then as I've gotten older, me and Levi shared a room for a bit and just having that area to kind of.
And now he still comes in your room, yeah. Even though you have separate rooms.
Exactly. But just like, I don't know. I just feel like there's a couple hours before you go to bed and throughout the day where you just, there's so much that develops in that little bit of time and it adds up and
yeah.
It is really important.
Yeah, I love that. And then I mentioned in the same section, sharing other things. And one of those things in our home is a car. You guys have had to share cars. And especially now when Josiah and Jonah are home visiting, because their cars are in California now, we'll like forget. And all of a sudden we're like, wait a minute, we're going three different directions and there's one car. So that kind of takes some cooperation.
Teaches you to drive around with people and share.
Help out.
I think that for the most part, none of us are too like, I don't know. We don't hold too tightly to our own plans. So we kind of just like, oh, you want to go hang out with so-and-so and I want to do this. How about we go together and I drop you? Or
yeah, I love that.
Just teaches you to like chillax a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually love that, because I think then you end up, sharing a lot of errands and doing things like that.
Yeah. Even video games. Like, I feel like that's another big one. Like, growing up, like,
okay, certain times. Okay, let's talk video games.
Well, no, we don't need to go deep into video games. But just growing up, I feel like with video games, there was certain times where, like, you know, there's only one controller that worked or there's only one TV we could use or whatever. And just having those times like, oh, actually, like, even though playing games is, like, very self-centered, like, I just want to have fun myself experience, it's super convenient and helpful to, like, have limited resources so that it forces you to, like, watch someone else and enjoy what they're doing and that sort of thing.
Totally. Yes, I agree.
Totally.
Okay. The next topic we come across here is what I call a homeschool advantage. And obviously you guys were all homeschooled. We already mentioned that, but maybe talk about what that was like throughout your day. Oftentimes you guys were spread around the house. I know Jonah, you were kind of in the back room. Luke, you were across the house, but maybe talk about some of the interactions you had because of homeschooling and how that shaped you growing up.
Yeah, I think, a lot of people who go to school, whether it's public school or private school, and they're learning an environment together, that obviously bonds them. But when you're at home with your family, it's very different. And I think, we were doing different classes. We were all in different grades. But even then, we could still talk about what we're learning and we kind of like make jokes like in between breaks about like our teachers, our like a Becca online teachers, or just enjoy time together. And then we'd have lunch together. We'd all go from our corners of the house and come and share a meal or go exercise together or go surf together. But yeah, I think that whole the whole idea of doing school together at home is really fun and really cool and a little bit unstructured, which is, I think, can be good. It helps you to kind of figure out your own rhythm without being told what to do exactly.
Yeah, I love that. And I'm thinking, too, back to when you were younger and you actually did share some curriculum, because we did some curriculums when you were in your elementary years that you did a lot of it together. You might have done your own math, your own language arts, but then we would read aloud history, read stories about science, do experiments, or get out a big map and find places. You remember some of that?
Yeah.
That was especially using sunlight curriculum, where sunlight, for those of you who homeschool or are interested in homeschooling, it's kind of a cool curriculum because they will have like this is good for grades, you know, K through two. So when Josiah was in second grade, and Jonah was in kindergarten, the same curriculum would be used for that whole range, but then you might go a little bit deeper into things with the older one, and the younger one would have opportunities to do lighter work. So that's kind of cool. How about you, Luke? Anything to add?
Yeah, I think one other aspect of it that's kind of fun about being in the same house and homeschooling is like, it's not a, I guess, socially, it's not like an overload. You have less people to like, or at least within our house. I just feel like it was fun to just have like that reliability and consistent, like, oh, it's just Josiah and Joan again. And I don't know. Yeah, I feel like I can't speak for much of a social education aspect because I didn't go to public school or any big school in general. But I just feel like being able to see each other every day and see the same people every day was just kind of fun as far as like the breaks and the lunch breaks and the yard breaks and whatever and going outside and hanging out. But then the other thing I was going to say is like, as we've gotten older, I feel like the other fun factor is just having like a competitive knowledge, I guess, like where we kind of want to, we learn because we want to outdo the other in conversation, you know, like, oh, well, I was learning history about this. And the other one goes, oh, well, have you learned about this yet? And it's like, oh, well, I don't know. Have you learned about this? And then like, and then all of a sudden we're having like a competitive conversation, but it's leading to both of us walking away, learning more or wanting to learn more about something. And then that just helps with learning. I don't know.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. I would agree. I don't even know if it was necessarily competitive. I mean, that's
one it was competitive for me, Jonah. Okay.
That's one way to look at it. I think it's just like fun because you're sharing what you learned and then you're learning more by sharing what you learned. And it's just reinforcing what you learned, I think.
Yeah. And sometimes at dinner then or later when Dad would come home, I'd be like, oh, Jonah, why don't you share the America's Creed today?
Yeah.
And then pretty soon Luke was younger, but he'd be like, well, I learned this. And everyone can kind of show off what they're learning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah, exactly. It's a great way to like, you know, they say like teaching is a good way of learning. And when you have brothers and parents that you want to impress, you're constantly teaching what you're learning.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
part of it. At school, it might, I mean, again, I don't really know, but at school, I'd imagine you get the idea of like, oh, everybody knows this. So I don't need to like share what I'm learning. Whereas homeschool, you got like three other people. We're all learning different things.
Yep.
Everyone can share what they're learning.
That's really interesting. Well, that leads well, I think, to the next topic that I touch on. And I love this. And kind of the timing's fun since we had a guest for dinner last night. But I talk in here about sibling role models for the win and how I believe in our family, looking at a few other families, not a ton of them, but we knew some families who had kids who were just really close, who had a great relationship, never perfect, just like yours wasn't perfect. But maybe talk a little bit about the people that you saw when you were younger who were like doing really good in this area. And start with last night.
Yeah, I think that they come very few and far between, as do all like great people, you know, but great role models. But I think that like it's been really cool growing up and having a few different families and kids to look up to that are a little bit older than us or close in age, and coming back to them because usually they're such solid families. We're great family friends. We like to cross paths as much as possible. And it's just so fun to see their development. And every time I see them, they're more and more someone that I want to be like when I'm older. And so like, even since we were little, it's like, wow, these people that are Christian homeschoolers, very family focused and family oriented.
Or not homeschoolers.
Or not homeschoolers. Yeah, yeah. Not even homeschoolers, but just like people with these shared values that as a family we go and see and hang out with. Every time we see them, we're just refreshed, and it charges us up to want to be more like them and keep doing what we're doing. And yeah, I mean, again, it's not like a huge list, but it's a really great list of people.
Mm-hmm. And what were some of the things you saw those people doing? Well, since I alluded to it, I'll just shout out to the Hulse family in San Clemente. Mm-hmm. And last night, Braden Hulse, who is one of the siblings, two boys and a girl in that family. And Braden and his wife, who is now expecting a baby, were here in town. And so we had them for dinner. And it was just fun to reflect back for all the years we've known them and how you guys have really looked up to them as siblings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I think that that's like a great example. Like their family has always like seeing them hang out as siblings, almost everything they do, they're always like with each other. So like kind of similar to us, whenever they want to like plan a fun trip or a fun occasion at home, it's always like each of them has to be there. It's like non-negotiable. They always have to be together. There's
a
girl in
that mix. So that's a good example.
Yeah, exactly.
For those listening with daughters.
Exactly. It's two boys and a girl. So it's like, that was always cool to see. And like seeing how well they got along. Like when we met them, they were in college/finishing college. And I remember seeing them like during summer break doing all these different fun things together. And I was like 13 or 14. And I was just like, whoa, you can be that good of friends with your siblings when you're that old. Like they're like adults, you know, like I thought they were so old, which they were, but like, it just felt like, wow, I guess we can do that as brothers and maybe that'll be us. Mm-hmm. And then watching each of them grow up and even like, you know, one of them is engaged. The other one's married and has a kid and is expecting. They don't have a kid yet. But it's just like they're still great friends and they still want to spend any time when they want to get social or they want to do something fun, they still choose to be with each other. And so like, yeah, again, like they're still great examples to us about how we want to do things. And there's others too, but that's a great example. And it's just so cool to have people like that are a little bit farther ahead than us.
Yes, I definitely think so. And there's a few other families I can think of when you are younger who had kids maybe, you know, middle school or high school, and you are in elementary school. So I'm thankful for those role models. And I hope everyone knows somebody that they can look up to and follow along.
Yeah.
Unless you have something to add, I have one more topic I want to cover before we wrap up. Jonah, I'll let you take the lead on this one. Because again, last night was a great example of this, but I talk about foster your kids working as a team. And a lot of this is really chores. You know that the subtitle to this book, Raising Amazing, says bringing up kids who love God, like their family, and do the dishes without being asked. And last night when we had our guests, our dishwasher is not working all of a sudden. So Jonah and Luke, you were up from the table hand washing dishes for seven people and you dried them all and put them away. What? That was such a blessing. I was like, oh,
you're saying it like it's such a big deal.
It was just such a blessing to get up from the table and be like, dang, the kitchen's clean. Thank you guys. I was so tired last night. So thanks for that. I don't know if I officially thanked you, but maybe talk about chores growing up. Jonah, we had our chore system. How do you think that kind of bonded you guys as siblings working together?
Yeah, well, I think it all is kind of based on the idea that we are kind of bonded together. And Luke and I wouldn't have gotten into the kitchen last night and like worked on it. So I guess enthusiastically, unless we had already built up that relationship with each other and a lot of those past experiences. So I really think that having that foundational friendship relationship helps you to kind of do work together, whether it's chores or other projects or tasks. And yeah, I think growing up doing chores together and kind of sharing those same responsibilities helped us to, yeah, just grow in our friendship and relationship with each other. But yeah, I do think like last night is just a small example of a bigger point, which is when two people or two siblings are really close, they want to support each other. They want to help each other. They don't want to see them, the other sibling, doing all the work. They want to jump in and help them. Yeah. But that's not just like random. It's built on a long lasting relationship.
And it probably also started with us saying, get up, get in the kitchen, do the dishes. Yep. You didn't just jump up and say, oh, let's go do something fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was us training you.
Well, yeah. And also like a huge pitfall is like growing up and then, you know, mom or dad says, guys, you need to do the dishes. Like we, up until pretty recently, we always had chore charts. So it was like somebody had the dishes, somebody had to clean the living room, someone had to feed the dog, whatever it was. We all had our own chore charts. And so it was like, there was a lot of times where it was like, hey, do the dishes. And it became a habit. And then the other common pitfall I feel like is the fairness. Cause especially within having three brothers, there's always a sense of like, I don't want to do this unless everyone else is doing the same amount of work or more work. And something that is really easy, that's a really easy trap to fall into, because then nothing really gets done because you're just pointing fingers the whole time. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you used to always say like, and you still always say like, you know, do it all the way right away and with a happy heart. And the happy heart part is the hardest part because it's like, I'm only doing this because you told me to, but he's not doing his part. And you better make him do so much more later. And it's really easy to fall into that.
And I think you have a younger sibling who sometimes still does that.
Yeah. Well, it's just really,
human nature.
It's just human nature. And it's, and I think that the coolest part about it though, to, you know, start looking in the right direction is like from the top down, I want to say in our family, from Josiah and then Jonah, and then hopefully me now, there's always been this like call to action of like, nobody's going to get anything done unless I just start doing my part happily, you know, respectfully, and, you know, with a heart that wants to honor God. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like it started a lot of the time with Josiah growing up where he was like, quietly just got up and did his own thing. And it was like his decision to do that made all the difference, because from there, without him saying anything, Jonah would go, oh, wow, Josiah's doing the dishes and he's not fussing about it. And then after, you know, 30 minutes or whatever, it's like, oh, man, I kind of feel bad. I've just been sitting here. And then so Jonah gets up and now he's doing the dishes or cleaning something. And then eventually I see that. I'm like, man, I'm younger than them. I should have been doing that first. And so like the entire like mindset flips, and it all starts with somebody going like, not based off of what anyone else is doing. I'm just going to do what I know I should do. And that's, I think that's just a Christ-like mindset.
Yeah. That's good character.
It's just good character. And so,
and last night I did see Levi jumped up and started joining you.
Right? Yeah,
maybe at
the very end. I still remember him going, thanks guys, at the end. It's a really important, if you're the youngest child and you didn't help out, to say thank you, because otherwise you have it coming for you.
Yeah.
No, but I do think that the happy heart part is so important. You know, especially as brothers, it's just so important to learn how to actually put each other before yourself. And it really does make all the difference, even if it doesn't seem like it in the moment.
Yeah.
And imitation, as they say, is the sincerest form of flattery. And I think if you respect someone and you really, and that friendship and respect is built over a long time, you want to imitate them.
Mm-hmm.
And someone like Levi wants to imitate us we hope.
We pray.
If we've earned his respect and he wants to kind of show that respect, he wants to imitate. And that's how it was with Josiah. I respected him and I wanted to kind of imitate him in a lot of ways. So, and that goes for everyone that you respect.
Yep.
Wow.
Such a gift. Having siblings teaches so many life lessons.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Mm-hmm. And early on too, you don't have to like go out into the real world and have a roommate that you've never known and deal with these, like you get to learn these things in such a safe environment with parents overseeing it all. It's just such an awesome thing.
It really is. Mm-hmm. Wow, guys. Well, thank you. What good stuff. I really appreciate everything that you shared. And Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, of course.
No worries. It's my pleasure. Well, my pleasure. We're trying to work on my mom's vocabulary here. If you listen to this podcast and she talks about, there's a couple words. So there's
how did we end
treasure,
up
treasure, measure, pleasure. Is that it? I think that's it.
So when I did the audio recording for Boy Mom way back, I remember being in a studio in LA and the person kept stopping me and being like, could you restate that? And I had no idea.
You're like, what? Treasure? It. Treasure?
I didn't know I was saying it wrong. Where did I get that?
Your mom.
Does my mom say that?
Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
I didn't know I said it wrong.
You were imitating.
But now all of a sudden it's the biggest deal. And then how about?
It's just now that we've talked about it, everyone notices it.
Great.
Or the baby. The baby.
When I say put something in a Ziploc.
Baggy.
Baggy.
A baggy.
Apparently I
now
say.
Now you say baggy. Baggy. Grab the baggy. Sounds Irish.
Do you see what I have to put up with?
Put it in
with?
A baggy.
It could be worse.
We
could just go on all day.
Yes, but no, let's wrap this up and say thank you, boys, for being here. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Mm-hmm. And we will have these boys back if they can behave themselves.
Okay.
That's a hard one.
All right. See you.
See ya.
All right, my friends, I hope that you enjoyed that conversation. And again, if you don't have a copy yet, be sure to use the link in show notes or just go straight over to Amazon and get your copy of Raising Amazing. I have heard from so many of you recently just in emails and direct messages saying how much you've enjoyed reading it. Many of you got it for Christmas, and that just blesses me so much. So again, please don't forget to leave that Amazon rating and or review. And friends, I am so excited for all we have ahead. Literally, as I'm recording, I'm looking up at my calendar, and we've got so many great guests and topics. So please keep telling your friends about this podcast. Please keep coming back. If you haven't followed it by clicking that little plus sign right there in your podcast app, please make sure to follow it so you will get a download each week, and it'll be waiting for you to listen when you're able to. So thanks for being here. God bless you. Have a wonderful rest of your week. And until next time, aloha.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.